The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey guys, this is Jen and Julian, and you're listening to X Appeal Season 2, Episode 12.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
It's Friday. It's Friday where I am. It's Friday where you are, but it's not Friday where they are, where the audience is.
Well, we're filming on a Friday, but this coming
We're filming on a Friday, but this is running on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know why
Friday
you
Eve,
even
guys.
Said that.
It's Friday Eve. You guys are almost there. We're almost there.
What's the point of this? I'm so confused. It's Friday. It's not. When this is going to air, it's not going to be Friday. It's going to be Thursday.
I'm trying to set the stage.
Oh, great.
For the people who are listening, like, for them, it's their Thursday. For us, it's our Friday. So we're bringing that Friday energy to a Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is their Thursday, but not our Thursday.
Exactly. Okay. I think we can move on from this Friday energy thing. I think we can.
Yeah. Okay. I think I just peed a little bit.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Today's topic was...
Why are we talking the past tense?
Because I was going to say it was decided.
Year are we living in?
Okay. Jen, tell us what today's topic is.
Okay. Today's topic is... How do we phrase it? What makes for a happy relationship? The happiest relationships that we've ever been in, what are the key components?
That is not.
Yes, it is.
Worded. It was not how it was worded.
That's what you
there's
said.
No there's
That's
no
what
components.
Said.
It's not. It was
if there's one thing that could make you happy in a relationship, what would
it's
it be?
Not,
because
no,
you're a black
no.
and white person,
I mean,
and you want to narrow everything down to is it this or is it this? Is it the one thing or is it no things? Like.
Listen. The verbiage wasn't used happy. It was like, what makes a good relationship to you? So good relationship / happier. If you can only pick one thing that is the most important.
So exactly what I just said.
Not even close, but that's okay. So
We're already fighting.
But I think you and I are going to have different opinions. So when you think of a relationship, what is that one important thing for you that you like? This, you know, whatever it is, it could be, I'm sure you're going to come in with trust, the most common one, but
it's
like,
not.
What is, okay,
it's
great.
It's not.
So what is it? Just one. Yeah.
Will you let me pee with the door open? No, that's not it. Mine is respect.
Respect. Why?
Because I feel like if you have respect for the other person, then every other important parts of a relationship falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
Trust, commitment, dedication, and doing what you can to make the other person happy and to give them what they want. So for me it's respect.
Yeah.
And I've been in very disrespectful relationships, and I know how important it is to have that base level of respect for another person. Like, I can't even tell you.
How do you see, what are the manifestation, how does respect shows itself in a relationship to you? Like,
A concrete example. I'll give you a concrete example of what is disrespectful. Can I do that?
Sure, but then I would like to know.
And then I'll give you a concrete example of what respect is.
Yeah.
So I have been at a meeting, and this, I used to work with my ex-husband, and we were at a board meeting. And I try to throw my two cents in, and he says, Jen, stop. The adults are talking at the table. Mm. Yep. That was disrespect.
Also, why are you at the board meeting of his company?
Because I don't know, to be perfectly honest. I was his wife. I was also on the what do you call it? I was like a correspondent, whatever, on air for the Golf Network. Mm-hmm. And I was a part of these meetings because it was like a smaller upstart venture. So everybody kind of did everything. And yeah. So I was producer and shareholder and, you know, on air.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I had a seat at the table, but he made me feel like my opinion didn't matter at all.
Yeah. That's disrespectful for sure.
And then an example of respect is never minimizing, for example, what I do for a living or my path to get there. Mm-hmm. Or just, you know, like Jared will, I mean, I can tell he has a lot of respect for me as a girlfriend and as a mother. Just by the way, he's super patient with me. He doesn't throw like ultra heavy demands on me. He understands that I might be bogged down with work and being a mom. So like, he's mm-hmm. not going to ask too many things of me because I think he respects my time. He respects me as a person. It shows itself in a lot of different, just like, I think he is so patient and compassionate with me that in and of itself shows that he respects me. He's okay. never once ever has made me feel like I'm lesser than ever. He wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
So I think that, and I have, and I, honestly, we have barely fought. We've barely had arguments. He's never made me cry ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we really do, like, we really work at communicating whenever we do have disagreements and we don't see eye to eye. We talk about it. There's no like shouting or yelling or, you know, nobody kind of like gets their blood boiling or like the temperature in the room stays as it is, you know?
Yeah. So you're able to have like respectful.
Yes. Respectful. Yeah. Because I respect who he is as a person. So I'm not going to disrespect him by like getting in his face or shouting or talking down to him or anything like that.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. I've been thinking about it and I was oscillating. One of them was respect because I do feel like, you know, it's super, super important, but
yeah.
I think my answer is freedom.
Freedom. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Freedom to be your own person, freedom to do what you need to do to make yourself happy.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That's very important.
You know, and what you said earlier, it's like, you know, for you to be the best person, you know, they can and give them what they need.
Yeah.
But I tend to see sometimes relationship as like, and that might be too much on my end, but I tend to see as two separate individual, right? So you need to get your happiness on your own and I need to get my own happiness. And then together we can create our own. But I don't want my partner to be the person who's responsible for my whole happiness, right?
Right. Right. And that's, yeah, to like long-term sustain a relationship like that. Yeah. I mean,
it's like being your own entity within your couple. It's like being your own
right.
person. I see too many couples that it's them constantly. It's them.
It's and they don't have blah, other blah, friends blah. Or anything like that. Yeah.
Well, they don't do anything on their own. It's always, yeah. well, okay, well, yeah, we're coming. And I'm just like, well, that's great. But the more I see those, I think the less I feel like, I think, you know, you need a balance. It's like, because the counter argument to that is like, well, why wouldn't you want your partner to be with you all the time and do all these cool things?
Yeah, but like, I mean, you were individuals before you met and you should remain individuals because you have your own. I have friends that aren't friends with Jared. Jared mm-hmm. has his own friends that I haven't met yet. And it doesn't have to be like so intermixed and intertwined. And I do think that it, and that also, by the way, comes down to respect. You respect the person enough to be their own individual throughout the length of the relationship.
Yeah. And I feel like that when you give freedom to your partner, you automatically, you know, give trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like sometimes you say freedom, it's like, I'm not talking about freedom to go and date whatever you want or whoever you want and do all these things. But it's like this idea, I don't know. I you know, sometimes I talk to like older couples that are still married and they mention like, well, you know, you got to make sure you have your 4 hours of golf every day so that you have your own time. And I'm just like, that doesn't sound cool to me.
That sounds escapist. Like, yeah,
exactly. It's like, I want to feel like in my relationship, I'm free to leave for a month if I need to, or if I want to.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I will.
Well, leave for a month. That's pretty intense. I mean, if it's for work or whatever, but like if you just want to like up and leave because you just don't want to be there anymore, that's a little shitty. Like there's got to be some kind of commitment there. Like, okay, I'm not going to like just get up and leave you for a month at a time.
No, but it's like
if it's for a commitment, like a work commitment or whatever, then yeah.
Well, for a work commitment, obviously you have to.
Yeah. Like,
I think it's the idea of it being okay. Like again, yeah. if your partner says, "Well, no, you can't just decide to leave for a month." Now I don't feel free. I'm not going to leave for a month, but the idea that you can.
Okay, I see that.
It's kind of like this thing, right? It's like when you tell somebody they can't do something, they want to do it, and if it's kind of like, no, of course. Or this idea.
It's a cage
saying,
bird theory. You don't so. Leave the cage closed. You leave the freedom for the person to come and go as they please, but they're not going to leave because they have that freedom.
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of like tricking, you know, you're tricking
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah.
Being like,
it's like reverse psychology. Yeah, no, go and do it.
So.
Go and do it. It's fine.
And also I feel like that just, I don't know. I have too many, I hear too many like stories of men. Unfortunately, when we talk about men needing to escape their like day to day or be feeling like, you know, hey, you want to do this? And it's like, well, I'd love to, but man, I got to ask my wife.
I know. And then sure it becomes like an obligation. Then it becomes you know, a relationship.
I'm not sure
if
she's going to be cool with it. And I'm just like, yeah. Well, you're your own human. If
right.
you want to do it, you should be able to do it. Again, assuming you are being respectful to your partner, right? It's
right.
Like, we're not saying, hey, you want to go. Get some escorts? No, that's not.
No.
But like you want to go
it's
do this?
Like, it's like, you know, I went out with my girls until 4 o'clock in the morning. This was pretty recently. And yeah, it was like a bit of a conversation, but only because I stayed out that late. It had nothing to do with the idea of me going out with my girls, even if I had been out until like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like it wouldn't have been an issue at all with him because he's like, I don't see it. I see it as you're feeding a need to be with your friends and to hold on to something that made you happy before I came along. And it's very important. Mm-hmm. You can't lose your identity in a relationship. Too many people have done that and they've wound up miserable. You give up too much of yourself for the other person and it's not fair.
Yeah, I know. I see this, this girl I know, on the gram, and her husband are fucking glued to each other.
Yeah.
Constantly. Every single story is them together at a restaurant and then they go there and then they go on vacation together and then they're at the gym together. I'm just like, I also something that I've realized too is a lot of implants like myself, like people that left the country to go.
You mean transplants? Implants are something that you buy at the doctor's office. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Transplants. You're right.
Transplants.
Like, yeah. Well, I implanted myself in the U.S.
No. That's how, that makes you sound like an actual alien. Like,
okay, great.
Right. From outer space.
So, transplants, like myself, I feel like kind of relate to that a bit more.
Yeah.
Because like, I left. I've been alone for all this time. It's important for me to have this kind of, not alone, but.
I mean, I think especially the idea that you are, the older you are too, the longer of a life you've had without that person, the longer you've had, you know, to be with, like, I don't know, if you've been single for a while, especially before that relationship, like you have to get back to how you were. You really do. So I think that, yeah, that's really important. The freedom and the flexibility is really important. But then again, don't you think that freedom comes out of respect? Because they respect you enough to give you that kind of liberty without questioning and making you feel like you're doing anything wrong.
I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like the freedom that you have is you having freedom ultimately also gets you respect, right? Instead of having respect that gets you freedom.
Yeah.
They're kind of intertwined.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I was kind of oscillating because it's like they're both somewhat, but like, yeah, the, I don't know. It's kind of like some of the couples I see, like long-term or older people that I have conversations with about it. Like when I hear how they did their relationship, I'm just like, that doesn't sound like, it doesn't sound fun.
Yeah.
Has to be a middle ground. There has to be a middle ground in a relationship where you feel free as a person, but you also have a very fruitful and solid relationship with your partner.
Right. Yeah, because I know that if I didn't have the ability, or if I felt like I didn't have the freedom to go out with my girlfriends, then I wouldn't be happy in my relationship at all. I would feel like as soon as those parameters come up, as soon as you just feel like you're like too many demands are being put on you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Like again, to me, it triggers like a lack of respect. Like you don't respect me enough to let me kind of be my own person and trust me enough to not make mistakes without you.
Yeah. But it's so different too for you because you have a kid now. So it's like, it's out of your, you know, as much as your partner can give you all the freedom you want, you still have your kid.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's like, yeah. The times that I'm able to go out on my own are very limited, but
yeah. Or even saying like, you and your friend are gonna, you taking a week to go whatever.
Oh yeah. No, I
whatever. This you can't do. If you didn't have the kid, you would be able to.
But if I didn't have Ethan, I would be able to, and I'm saying be able to, but like Jared wouldn't have a problem with me going for a girl's weekend, like a long girl's weekend, to Cabo or Puerto Vallarta or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
He would have no problem with that. And vice versa, by the way, I would have no problem with him going. I encourage him to get out there with his guys. I really do.
Really?
Because I feel like he deserves it. Like he deserves a guy's night out. He really does.
And what do you say about like, because some often you'll hear girls like, yeah, but like, why does he need to be with guys? Like, what's the why? So you can.
Why not? What? I mean, every person needs to be around people of their own. Like people who've known them before the relationship started, or people who they just share, you can share things with your girlfriends that you just can't share with your significant other.
Yeah. But so that's my question. Like, what do you say to the people that says, well, guy and girl, huh? That says, well, why do you want to have a girl's night so much? Like, what? Because you can talk to guys and flirt while I'm not here. That's usually the main response. So you can blow off
steam. I mean, I get that. And I'm not going to lie when I say that part of the reason that going out with my girls is fun is because, yeah, like you do get hit on. I'm more inclined to get hit on when I'm out with my girls than if I'm with Jared. And yeah, like that feeds a need in and of itself. Like everybody wants to feel desirable. Everybody wants to feel and like empirically desirable, not desirable in a way that like is from your partner. Cause it's like your mom saying you're pretty. Like, of course you're going to say, of course you're biased. Like, of course. And that's not to say that there's any payoff from that. Like, it's just the idea of somebody outside of the relationship thinking, oh, like you're attractive. Cause sometimes I don't feel good about myself. And it's nice to like go out and know that I've still got it.
Yeah. But if
you know what I mean?
But if your man tells you still got it, it's not as valid as a stranger.
I think there's love there. I think there's like a lot of love that gets kind of clouded in the way. I mean,
see here, I don't agree. My partner saying I still got it is more important than some random hoe in the street.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. For me, we're just different. You and I are just different people.
Yeah.
Seeking validation from strangers, I know, is not necessarily something that's. That is something to be proud of. But that's why Instagram was created. You know, how many people post photos, not for their significant others or not for their families or friends to comment on, but for strangers to comment on.
And I hate Instagram. I wish it never was.
I mean, me too, created. But you can't put the toothpaste back in the bottle. But I think, you know, and maybe it's a man woman thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
I just know that I personally went through like a little crisis of confidence after I had Ethan.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel desirable anymore. And it was nice to like it to go out with my girls and get hit on the way I used to get hit on before mm-hmm. baby. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes me feel, it almost like makes me feel normal again. Like it makes me feel like, okay, all right. But, well, I'm still Jen.
But this, I understand. I think if your partner doesn't even express it.
Oh no, he does all the time.
He does all the time. This is where I get a little confused, because I feel like most women would express that and want to experience that if their partner is like a mute on how pretty he thinks they are. But if that's not the case, I guess that extra like random person validation is
well, everybody needs something different as a way as a way to like feed that need. Okay. Yeah. So like with Jared, I can compliment bomb him until I'm dead. Mm-hmm. But he's not going to feel desirable unless there's physicality behind it.
Yeah.
And one of the conversations we had, he said, you know, I don't even have that chance like you do to go out and be with my guys and get hit on by random girls. He said, to me, that would feel nice because it kind of means that I'm still attractive and mm-hmm. still like empirically attractive. And by empirically attractive, I mean like just you see somebody who.
Yeah, is a hot guy.
Right. Yeah. Right. As opposed to somebody who, you know, like you love and I to me, like, yeah, it's a little biased. Coming from Jared, because he loves me and I love him. And I think that in some ways he looks at whenever I say you're super hot, you look super hot today. I feel like sometimes he thinks that's a little biased, you know?
No, I get it. I get that.
Cause he said stuff like, well, you know, like whenever I see a guy walking down the street, there's certain things about him that I notice. What's noticeable about me?
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to feel.
No. Yeah. I understand.
Feel that
I understand.
Way.
I mean, it you know, I could see how a stranger, if you're walking down the street and a stranger says, hey, you're so hot. Like, that's like,
there's a part of it where it makes you feel good. I'm sorry, yeah, but like, sure. As long as it's not super creepy and like, you know, scary, but it is kind of nice to have that validation outside of a relationship.
Yeah. 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 No, I see.
And that's just taking it for what it's worth. Like, there's nothing behind it. I don't ever plan to act on it, obviously, but it's just nice to hear a compliment every once in a while.
So for any listeners, if you ever see Jen on the street, just make sure you say, hey, you're hot as shit.
Just tell me how hot I am. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Make her feel good.
Make my day. But another, I'll give you another example. Like Jared, like if I'm wearing a dress or whatever, like Jared can say, you look super hot in that dress and it makes me feel good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it makes me feel somehow better if I hear it from like a woman. Like even a woman, like,
oh yeah,
at a farmer's market, yeah. We were walking through a farmer's market and she was like, girl, you're gorgeous. And I was like, oh, thank you. And it made me feel really good because it's coming from a stranger.
She's like, I told you that this morning.
Yeah, I know. And it's coming from a stranger who has no agenda. That's, I guess that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. You debated it well.
At the end of the day, Julian, we all just want to feel valuable. And I kind of think that's where all this is coming from. You want to feel valuable. You want to feel respected and loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough. That's it.
Bang.
That was our question of the day. Awesome.
Yeah.
I will let you do the outro today because the last one I did was very awkward. So
it was awkward because like there was no ending. Like it's an ending. Just you can end it very easily. Like, bye guys.
Yeah. Or
toodles and tatas. Okay. See you later, alligators.
That's worse than what
after
I did.
A while, crocodile.
Okay, you,
bye.
You do it.
Bye.
That's it. Okay, bye. That's it.
We're done. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, we're done for today.
And then that's
we'll
it.
See you
we're
in
done.
2 weeks. Okay.
Well, bye.
A Huda Media Production.